Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we spoke to City Power to get an understanding on the impact of the electricity, but we wanted to understand a little bit more about the cause of the fire and what is happening in that regard. Robert Malaudzi-Nda, good morning, spokesperson for City of Johannesburg. How are you?
I'm fine, and good morning to your listeners.
So what actually caused this, what caused this fire, do we know?
No, at this stage, the cause of the fire is still a subject of investigation.
Right.
But we can confirm that the underground fire, which started around 8 yesterday morning, has been extinguished about just before midnight. At this stage, we are inspecting the tunnel together with our environmental services team to make sure that the air quality underground is okay, and also the structural integrity is cleared before we can allow our city power colleagues to start with the restoration of power.
So that in other words, we've just got to go through this process, because yesterday's was about containment. Today it's probably about quality and making sure that it's safe, and then we can really start to understand the extent of the damage.
Yes,
I suppose.
Yes, that will be it. Yeah, that will be the main thing today will be that, and then also maybe later on in the afternoon, our technicians from City Power can start now with the power restoration in the area.
And do we know, you know, we're obviously talking about 3 kilometers of cables, we're talking about all sorts of things, electrical. Was there a lot of damage from what you can see outside of the electrical infrastructure? And just like that, we have lost Robin. So it is 8:56. We were trying to get a little bit more about the situation, but I don't know that we will be able to give you more information. We will continue to cover this story.